Welcome to Two Bees in a Podcast
with Downtown Donna Brown, Brooke West Carr,
and me, Ashley Murray,
and me, Shanoa Anderson. What?
They were killing it.
What? I know, right? I might have to use that one for every episode. That was pretty good. That was flawless.
Well,
we practiced.
We're kind of flawless ourselves, so, you know.
There you go. There you go. Yes, they are definitely flawless. So, Shanoa and Ashley, I have known for a while, but I've known Shanoa longer. I've known Shanoa since, I think she was like Jocelyn's age, about 8 years old, maybe around there.
Back when she was playing basketball with no shirt on?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I was in skins, shirts and skins. I was definitely always skins. Unfortunately. Could probably still get away with it.
And then I met Ashley. They were working together at Jacksonville Landing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you were in college at that time.
High school.
You were still in high school at that time. Yep. And so then I met you, and then we just been friends ever since.
Yep.
Weddings, parties, everything.
I think I did every birthday party, everything for Shanoa's, and I did Ashley and her husband's wedding. Mm-hmm. So I've been around.
Been around the block. That's why she's called Downtown Donna Brown. No, I'm kidding.
Gets around
8th and Main.
Duval.
So anyway, that's how I know them, and so I invited them to come on. First, I messaged Ashley. I think you had mentioned me about something else or something, and I said, "Hey, by the way, you and Chanel want to come on, the podcast." Or I said, you can come on the pod, whoever you want to bring.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm bringing Shanoa.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, I could not do this without Shanoa.
Yes. And she didn't ask me. She told me.
She didn't have a choice.
You were voluntold, as they say.
Absolutely. This is probably the first time she's driven up to Yulee in like a year.
It's been a while. It's like an hour drive for me.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
It is a haul, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not bad, though.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start with Shanoa, because I know she doesn't want to talk. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up and all that good stuff? You got siblings, parents, dogs?
Yes, and yes. I was actually born and raised here in Jacksonville. I went to school at all the local schools. I went to Kirby Smith for middle school, went to Andrew Jackson for high school. And I have a sister, older sister. She's 4 years older than me. Her name's Sheila. And I have...
She's a diva.
She is a diva. She's completely opposite of me, day and night. And then my mom and my dad, Pookie and Levita.
Pookie!
And that's actually how I met you, is through your mom. Your mom and I used to work together at Prudential and became like instant friends, her and I did, and kind of find out... just talking, because every time I would mention somebody, your mom would say, oh, that's my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, Brown, do you have siblings? And I said, yes. And I went and named them, and I named my brother Timmy. She's like, oh, my God, he carried my books home from school because he had a crush on me.
I remember whenever he was at the nursing home, and she was like, I used to have the biggest crush on him. It was funny. I was like, this is a little awkward, Mom.
And so you got a couple dogs.
I have two dogs. I have a boxer and I have a little rescue. They are definitely my world. I don't have kids, so they are my kids. They can be little jerks at times, but I love them. And I did physical therapy for 10 years and recently just graduated from the police academy. So I'm with JSO now. And
congratulations.
I am in the learning phase, so I am doing that now.
Yeah. She kept it hush-hush. Nobody knew until all of a sudden there's pictures that popped up on social media saying congratulations that she graduated from, the academy. And I was like, what the – what? And she does some Donna Brown sneakiness, because that's how, I used to be, too. I would do something, like move to Kentucky or something and wouldn't tell nobody. And Shanoa graduated, and she's doing a fine job out there protecting us. So
Yep, trying to yep. learn. It's a lot, definitely a lot. I underestimated how much goes along with that job, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I look back and like when I was doing physical therapy, I was like, you know, I never felt like stupid going home at night, but with this job, it definitely there's a lot to it. You know, it's not just answering calls, it's reports, it's answering calls, knowing when you can arrest somebody, when you can't arrest somebody. You know, you obviously can't take away somebody's freedom for no reason, so you really got to know what you're doing. So it's definitely new.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's important to have people out there who are trying to be the best they can be, and it sounds already like you have the right headspace for that, so that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she first said she was going to school to be a cop, I was like, oh, come on, can't you pick another career? Don't do that. It's going to be, I'm going to be nervous and scared, but she's killing it.
Looking back, growing up with Ashley, I'm thinking of all the things that we did when we were younger that definitely were probably felonies. But not really.
No, like misdemeanors. I mean, a fake ID, that's like a misdemeanor, right?
Yeah, I was thinking more of the like the shopping cart and the fire extinguisher. But,
oh yeah. Those are...
Oh. It's like, that's not, sounds like something you see on the Jackass movies.
That was pretty much us. We have video of it, so yeah. It's we had some memories.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those are the I can't run for political office videos.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Mm-mm. Nope.
It's a good thing social media wasn't around when we were in high school.
I know, we say that all the time, you know. But what was so crazy is Sandy and Candy's parents had a video camera, and I was obsessed with it. So I would take it, and at that time, they did have the little tapes in it. It was so interesting, you know. So I videoed us all the time. And so I got some of those tapes and everything, and I took it to one of those places and had it transferred over to CDs, DVDs,
uh-huh.
and gave them to everybody for Christmas one year. Yes. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, why did I do that? Because then Brooks watched it, Missouri's watched it, you know, my goddaughters and all their kids have watched it. And even, you know, Clinton's stepkids have said, you know, like, oh, my God, you were so crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah, Levita always had the video camera out.
Yep, always.
As well. She was always videoing us doing stupid
and we,
stuff. Yeah,
and we videoed several occasions, too. Mm-hmm. I still have, actually, the tape, the cassette. It's funny because it was a soap opera, Passions soap opera, yeah. that we taped over. And, like, to this day, it still says Passions on it. And I'm like, yeah, that's not really.
So, Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm from the north side as well. Woo, woo. I grew up on in the Highlands area. So, I went to Pine Estates and then San Mateo, Highlands Middle School, and then First Coast. I graduated from First Coast in 2003. And then I went to UNF and graduated from there in 2007. Got my degree in journalism. Never planned on being a teacher at all, ever. And I started substituting just to make money. My friend Randolyn, she said, hey, why don't you just be a sub to make extra money, you know, make money while you look for a job. I was having a hard time finding a job, so I started subbing. And then I became a permanent sub for a teacher who was out on maternity leave. And then that summer, the principal at the time, Dr. Graham, he said, you know what? I really see you being a teacher. Even then, I was like, oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't think so. He said, come on, you can do it. We have a TV production spot open. You can teach TV production. You can teach English. And so 10 years later, I'm going into year 11 now.
Wow. Teaching.
Yeah, so I teach 10th grade English, 9th grade English, and I teach the yearbook class. So I still do journalism stuff, but not what I planned on doing.
That's awesome, right. though.
Yep, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I married, and...
Yes, so tell us, Brooke, you want to pay attention to this, okay? You ready?
How did you meet your husband?
Yeah, how did you meet your husband?
So actually...
She can't even say it.
So I actually met my husband at Longhorn. the bartender there.
Oh my God.
His name is George.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Your husband's adorable. You're welcome. I just got really hot on the inside. I feel uncomfortable.
Are you blushing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, Brooke, check this out. So they were listening last night.
Oh shit.
And to the episode with Nicole, and so Ashley texts me, she goes, I think she's talking about, isn't that what she said?
I said, oh my God, she's talking about the bartender at Longhorn, and she said, George, that's my George. Oh. And so I told George about it, and he was laughing, and he's like, yeah, I remember her. And so we stalked you on Facebook, and we're trying to figure out, because I worked there around the same time you did, but we thought you had dark hair. Did you have dark hair?
No.
Oh, it's been blonde? Okay, so we weren't really sure, but...
I wasn't there for very long.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, I like legitimately summers. Never hung out with anyone there. So, I mean, not even during work. I was like, all right, see you later, I'm out.
But... going to 747 after work wasn't cool.
Hey, no, because I would have run into my grandpa there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was Harry's hangout. Her
that
granddad.
Was his go-to. Yeah. All right, hold on, Ashley. What's your last name again?
Now it's Murray. It was Gwen. My maiden name is Gwen.
Oh my God, your name sounds familiar, and I'm freaking out.
That's too funny. So anyway, she was texting me last night, and I said, "Okay, I'm not saying anything to Brooke. We'll just bring it up during the podcast."
Oh my God.
Because that's the best. That's the best. Is yeah. to just, you know what I mean?
I remember you.
Hey.
I totally remember you. And there's George. I'm stalking your Facebook now. Your children are adorable.
I know the girls are cute, aren't they?
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The little one's crazy.
She's wild with a capital W.
She is.
She's mean and she's crazy. She's insane.
And they don't do vacations right now because...
We don't go in public, really. We went to Barnes & Noble today and I was wishing I had wine in my purse.
I love that.
Tearing everything off the shelves. Maddie just wanted to read a book, and we couldn't even sit down and read a book. We had to buy the book and get out of there.
And it's funny because Ashley's always been that mom when she had Maddie the first time that, you know, other parents had their kids out in public just like destroying things. She's like, I will never let my kids act like that. And God blessed her with Hannah.
Yes, and here we are. It's why I never say never.
And that's your youngest, you said.
Yes, my
they
youngest.
They always say that they give you the easy kid first because you'd never have kids. Yeah.
Oh, whoa, yep. Whoa, I'm the baby. Whoa.
And I'm the baby too.
Yeah, I'm number four. So by the time it got to me, you know, they didn't really.
They just didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same thing with me. My parents were wore out.
Jokes. Yeah, my mom always jokes that I was like, you know, the cooperative kid born on my due date, put the Little Mermaid in. When it's over, I'm looking at you like, all right, what do we do now? And then my sister was born and she was like Hellraiser beyond belief. And my mom was like, this is why they gave me the easy one first so that I would do it again.
That's the same with my mom. She always says that Sheila was a saint when she was a baby and I was the Hellraiser. But the tables have turned. I'm actually the saint now.
Oh, my
Sheila's
goodness.
Sheila's the handful. So I'm the golden child now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, me too.
The babies are always the golden children.
Well, see, I have three older brothers, so I was the baby and the only girl. So I got pretty much...
I would say you're killing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She still gets what she wants.
Yeah. I'm not going to even deny it. But now my girls, all they have to do is look at my dad with those blue eyes, and he's like, what do you want? Whatever you want, you can have it.
Aw.
Old Billy.
Uh-huh.
I love your parents, too. I love both of y'all's parents. Yeah, so, so how did y'all become friends?
Huh. Good story.
Why don't you tell it, Ashley?
No, you tell it, Shanoa.
We met at San Mateo softball. I played out there for several years before Ashley came out, and our team was really good. We were always number one. We were always undefeated.
And if you have ever seen me, I'm quite the softball player, so they were really excited when I came out there.
She showed up with a cheerleader shirt and ribbons in her hair, and I asked, who in the world brought the cheerleader out to play softball?
No, her exact words were, who brought the effing cheerleader?
I might have said that.
And then I was so scared. I was like, they're going to hate me out here, because I came from Highlands Little League. And, you know, I had, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot of people out at San Mateo. I think I came with my friend Christy Kane. And when I walked out there and she said that, I was like, oh my God, they're going to hate me. I'm not even that good. So they're really going to hate me.
But I don't know. How many years is it? 15 years later? 20 years later?
I was 16. So
about 15 years later, we're best of friends.
Yeah.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Been best of friends since.
They kept me on the softball team.
She was terrible.
I was really terrible.
But
and she kept me on the softball team in our women's league and our co-ed league. For some reason, she still asked me back.
She was always fun to watch. Yeah.
That was the entertainment.
She was. Yeah. Always the catcher.
Yeah.
You need a catcher.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't have a team without the catcher. No.
But I would always say, whoever's playing pitcher, make sure you cover home.
That's amazing.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met Ashley whenever they were working at the Landing, and I would go down there, and then Shanoa hooked me up one time with Jody Messina tickets. Remember that? And I got to meet her and stuff like that. And
yeah,
that was kind of cool. That's when they used to do those concerts down at the Landing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shanoa and I got my first job was at a meat market, but I don't really count that as a job. I was there.
I never knew that.
What kind of meat market was that?
Market, you know, right there on the north side,
yeah,
at Dunn and Lim Turner.
What did you do at the meat market?
I packed meat.
How did I never know that? I never knew that. What? Wow,
she packed the meat.
She packed meat. How old were you?
I don't know. I think I had maybe 15, 16. I don't know. I just wanted to do something. So we knew them, the Goods, and so they hired me, and I helped whatever they needed me to do.
So how long did you work there?
Not long. It was terrible.
I've never heard that story. Never. All right.
So then Shanoa and I were friends, and we needed a job because, I mean, my parents paid for most of us.
They still do.
They don't. They paid for most of my stuff, but they told me I had to get a job to have spending money. So we got a job at the Landing, and it was amazing. It was some of the best memories down there.
Yes, it was.
That's why it makes me so sad to see it close in and mm-hmm. them tearing it down, and because
there's a lot of good people, a lot of good tenants in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I used to like to go down there. You know, I loved it when we worked, your mom and I worked across the street, because we would go over there and have lunch, mm-hmm. you know, across the river and stuff like that. And we used to love it. And it was just, it's just poor management, right? Yep. If they would have kept it up and things like that. But it was so much fun to go down there. I've done so many things there, concerts mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff, you know.
I was about to say, for listeners that aren't in Jacksonville, the Landing is this cool, used to be kind of a hot spot for like different stores and restaurants and a meeting place for concerts and all sorts of things. And it was really cool. We used to go there on field trips in school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have all kinds of restaurants. Court. Johnny Rockets used to be down there. That's mm-hmm. when it was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, it just kind of lost, businesses lost people going down there. Parking was a big issue. They started charging an arm and a leg for parking, and then, like Donna said, it was just poor management.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I used to love going down there, and had that cool the toy store, and then y'all's mm-hmm. store. You know, they worked in like a it was like everything you can think about for every sports team ever. You can mm-hmm. go in there and find it in their store. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best sports stores in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. in my opinion. it just, like I said, it was the location wasn't great, so had to close down eventually. Mm-hmm. So he was open for a while down there, because I know we worked there about 10 years.
Yeah, and we worked down at the stadium doing, selling t-shirts for Jags games and Florida Georgia.
That was always fun. Florida Georgia was always fun. Gator Bowl was always fun. The big events were always real fun. So people come in there just absolutely intoxicated. And
yeah, Florida Georgia, we had people that would try to pop a squat on the floor. Yep. I mean, they didn't even know they weren't in a bathroom.
Yep. Super Bowl was fun.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
to experience Super Bowl down there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was.
I went down there during Super Bowl. I didn't go to the game, but I went to see Gladys Knight. She was at the Florida Theater because they had all those artists lined up. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, because I knew somebody that works in the ticket office, a good friend of mine's, whatever. And so I had bought tickets that were back a little bit, and I got bumped up to fifth row.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And that was, I want to say that might have been the first time I ever saw Gladys in concert. That's my woman, you know,
yeah.
besides Dolly. And so I was on that midnight train to Georgia with Gladys that night.
Nice.
Nice.
And we had a great time, but it was so happy. We left there and we walked down to the landing. I mean, they had streets closed off down there. I don't know if you remember that, Brooke. Did y'all go down there at all for the Super Bowl? Or,
I mean, I used to go to Florida, Georgia every year. So I've seen it when it's all closed off and you're kind of just the streets are people instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, just the people watching, but it was awesome though. There was things happening everywhere, and it was great to see Jacksonville being celebrated like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. And you, your hometown, you know, we're all, you know, from here, and it was neat. It was awesome. So
yeah, and they had so much going on down there. You know, I remember mm-hmm. all the fireworks,
another experience yeah. was down there.
It was a lot. Was it the Eagles and Patriots
yes.
that year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. God, what a memory.
Yeah, I think I only remember because I was hoping I'd...
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady would fall in love with me, but he never made it into discount pro wear. So
she settled for Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia.
So she went to Longhorn and said, hey, there's a bartender.
That's a really cute bartender.
Yeah. That's awesome. Is that not a small world or what, Brooke?
The world is very weird. I just, yes. I don't even know how to feel. I just, oh, that is too funny.
So when you were younger, what did y'all want to be? Did you know, you said you definitely didn't want to be a teacher. Did you imagine yourself being a cop, you know, being a police officer or with the JSO?
No, I should have. I probably should have did JSO when I was younger, because I'm 35 now and I was definitely the second Ooh, oldest in the academy.
Hag.
Yes. They called me a mom. And when I was younger, it was always intriguing. The police or cops was always intriguing to me. And everybody always said, oh, you'd make a good detective. You should be a cop. You'd make a really good detective. I don't know why they would say that. But no, I didn't foresee me being a cop at all. I chose the medical path first, and I love what I did. I was a physical therapy assistant, and I still am, and I plan on still continuing to do PRN for physical therapy just because I love working with seniors. I did the JSO hop because of retirement reasons, and like I said, it did intrigue me when I was younger. So, and I know a lot of police officers, so that's
mm-hmm. –
but no, nothing really stood out. In general, what I want to be, I think I'm still trying to figure it out what I want to be. So,
well, the good thing is you don't have to decide. You can kind of do. That's mm-hmm. I always say that is the one of the great things about yeah. living in America is that we sort of have the freedom to always change it up. I know I have a friend that lives in Denmark, and there, because it's such a small country, they sort of have to select a thing and stick with it. And if that thing doesn't work out, you better hope that you have something else that's going to work out, because, you know, there are only so few things that people can get into. Like, it's really hard to be in the theater in Denmark. You have a series of auditions, and if those don't work out, you may have one or two more chances in your life, and that's it. So that's the kind of cool thing here is I know a lot of people who are, you know what, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I think I need a change. And sometimes the economy doesn't always back us up, but we at least have the freedom to think about it and do what we want.
Right, we can make a choice to do that, right?
Yeah.
And you think about so many females who are serving as police officers who couldn't do that in other countries. So I think that's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing with JSO, too, is it's so big. There's so many different units that you can choose from. You know, if you don't want to do patrol, you can do detective unit, and there's like 100 different detective units that you can do. They've got the Marine unit, they've got the Air unit, K-9, SWAT, things like that. There's definitely room for growth, and if you get bored somewhere, then they tell you if you get bored with JSO, then you're doing something wrong, because there's so many different things that you can choose from. So I look forward to figuring it out.
So many different avenues you can take and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like Jason Royal, you know, I graduated high school with him, and Joanna went to school. She was a couple years younger than, but Jason ended up, you know, he wanted to be SWAT, you know, and because he was a Marine and that was his passion. And then I think he's retired now, and now he has a K-9 that they do things overseas and they travel, him and his K-9. So I agree with you. If you get bored, then, you know, there's things out there that I'm sure that you can find that you interest you, you know?
Right.
And that's why I got into DJing. I always loved music. You know, I've always had a passion for music, always. And I can't sing worth a damn.
Me too.
So I couldn't go that avenue. Never learned to play an instrument. I always would love to learn to play the instrument, because I always thought, you know, Downtown Donna Brown and the band, you know, but there's no band and I can't play an instrument and I can't sing. And so I think that's cool. So
I know. I loved having you as our DJ. We had a good time.
We did have a good time, didn't we?
We had a really good time. Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't remember much after a certain time of the night, but I think you were already gone by then.
It was good.
For your wedding?
Yeah.
Did you get drunk?
Yeah, later that night. We went to Lynch's. I was in my wedding dress.
Yeah, I think we had to be out of there by a certain time. Mm-hmm. We were limited on the time there.
Because of the sound.
Yeah. 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 And, but you just had an anniversary, right? Because the memory just popped up.
I did. Mm-hmm. April 17th.
Yeah. Trust me, I know exactly, because she never goes to my birthday events because she chose her wedding on my birthday weekend.
Yeah. She'll get over it.
I haven't got over it yet.
Don't feel bad. I got married on Florida, Georgia weekend, and we're diehard Gator fans, but I made my family go all the way up to Massachusetts, and my grandmother has still not forgiven me for making her miss that Florida-Georgia game, but it was the only weekend they would allow us to do it before it was going to be, like, you know, covered in snow, so we were like, I'm so sorry, trust me. So we legitimately, like, got married, went afterwards to eat a pizza, and had it on our phones to watch it while we were eating pizza. Yeah.
That's awesome.
True fans. Yeah. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Oh, y'all can stop that now. So actually, what did you want to be when you were little?
Well, in all through high school and in college, I thought I wanted to do something with TV. Like, I didn't really want to be on camera. I didn't want to be a reporter or an anchor, but I wanted to do production.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to work for sports. So when I was in college, I interned for Sam Kavaris at Channel 4, and I loved it. I did. But when I graduated, I just couldn't find any jobs here, and everything required you to move. And at the time, I just couldn't do it. I just didn't want to move. I didn't want to go anywhere. I applied for a job in Birmingham and a couple other places, and I just didn't want to leave. And so while I was trying to figure it all out, that's when I started being a substitute. But I still love doing that stuff, you know, with the yearbook. Doing our yearbook at the school, being involved with journalism, telling stories, telling people stories. That's kind of my favorite thing to do.
I love the, because of course, you know, Marina was so excited about her yearbook. And so she was showing me the honor, the memory page, you know, and with Wyatt and so forth. Because, you know, she ran with him on cross country and stuff. And just that whole, I think it was like a 2-page layout, I believe. And it was very well done. I mean, very well done. I mean, I I've seen a few yearbooks in my time, because, you know, I'm about to be 50 next year. But it was very nicely done.
Yes. We take pride in it. We do. We go play. We go to New York. We went to Chicago last year. We travel and we take pride in it. My kids do a really good job with it. So I love it. I love it. I couldn't imagine not having your book. You know, that's kind of my break in the day from, you know, teaching English is tough. You know, I teach some of my kids are a little bit challenging at times. So having that yearbook class is a nice break in the day. It's my fun time.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty exceptional kids too that do the yearbook with them. I mean, they just they love it just as much as you do, right? Mm-hmm. You can tell they're very excited about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's one regret I think I have. I would have loved to have been a part of that. I would have loved to have been a part of drama when I was in high school and yearbook. You know, I think I would have really loved that. So, and people all the time like, oh, I would never go back. I would go back in a heartbeat. Oh, I wouldn't change anything. I still want my kids and all that and come back to that. But to go back and if I can just change just a few things, you know, that time of my life, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I know. I definitely would go back. Mm-hmm. I loved high school and college.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it too.
I didn't necessarily love college, but I loved high school. I loved middle school. I miss mainly the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was always involved with the sports, with Jackson and Kirby Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's not as easy now to find different leagues. So, but
I want to say that's kind of a thing that kind of stinks about being an adult is all the things that they let us pour our time into as kids go away at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We get caught up. I mean, we could always make time for it, but it's impossible half the time. I mean, trying to find time to read a book after you've been teaching English all day is like, no, I'm done with words. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I spend some days where I talk all day, where I'm lecturing or I'm helping or I'm discussing, that by the time I get in the car in the afternoon, I'm like, if I don't say another word or move for another, like for even for a second for the rest of the day, it will be too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hard. But I know that a lot of like my sister's an athlete and I know Shelby is an athlete and people we've had on the podcast before. That's one of the things that they always say is they miss it. If I could just do that one more time. But it's hard to make time when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I played high school. I played San Mateo. At one time, I remember, I think I was playing on three different. I was on a travel team. I was on the Blue Angels that were out of Southside. And my mom was like, and then we moved to the north side from the south side when we first came to Georgia. And she's like, well, we live on the north side now. I don't know if I can bring her to all practices. He's like, I don't care. If you can just bring her to one a week and then just let me have her on the weekends, you know, and stuff like that. And I was playing ball every day and I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I just loved it. I don't know. It was just a passion, you know. So.
Didn't you do like a church league with mom at some point, Donna?
Yeah.
At Duns Creek?
Yeah. Duns Creek Baptist Church. We had a church league. And,
that was so fun to watch.
Yeah. We played over at the Hogan Road Baptist and it was just fun. You know what I mean? It was, you know, and, but her mom played in high school with us and her twin, you know, it's so funny. So Sandy and Candy both was on the high school team. And, so Candy, Candy was outfield and your mom was third base, I believe.
All I know is catcher. That's when I learned that my mom was a badass was the day that I saw that at the Duns Creek, you know, church league. I was watching her. She was like playing shortstop and caught a ball off the, like behind the first baseman off the fence and through. And I was like, what is happening? I was like,
your mom has ninja skills.
I was like, all right, that was impressive. I'll remember that. I hear you.
Well, it was like Ashley's skills and
softball. Yeah, I caught a ball with my face one time.
In San Mateo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
yeah,
Ashley.
My teeth went through my lip.
I remember that. We were both in the outfield, and she's like, I got it. I'm like, oh, this is going to end bad. This is going to really end bad. And I heard it hit her face, and she looked at me, and she's like, is it okay? I'm like, nope, not at all. She was like bleeding from the mouth. I was like, you want the honest truth? Nope, it is not okay.
I bent over to pick up the ball to throw it in, and blood was just gushing out of my mouth. I was like, oh, this is not good.
So she didn't play outfield anymore.
I just played catcher after that.
Yeah.
But I remember Shanoa said, you know, after the game was over, I sat in the dugout and my lips started blowing up like the Nutty Professor. Shanoa said, we should probably take it and get it looked at. So we were going to the fire station and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, Jimmy, hot firefighters, you know, I'm going to flirt. And we walk in and the guy said, what did he say?
Didn't you use your glove or something?
Why didn't you use your glove or something? I was like, okay, never mind. this went downhill fast. Yeah, I was really bad. I told you I was terrible.
She was, but she hung in there.
Well, on that note, Amanda's actually trying to arrange right now a slow pitch game for adults at First Coast High School.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm in.
Sign us up.
So, Brooke, you know, you and Rains want to come out and stuff like that.
I'm about to say, is it co-ed? Because Rains would love that.
It's going to be co-ed.
Oh, we can get Pookie out there.
Yep, and it's going to be, and we're just trying to get a game together.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
let us
bring
know.
George.
And Rains and his friend Brian are both big baseball. I mean, Brian almost went, he was in the minor leagues, or almost to the minor leagues. He was moving up. And Rains played out in softball. What's funny is he, or out in softball. What the? Out in Los Angeles, he played softball. And what's funny is some of the guys on his team will be like watching TV and he'll be like, hey, that guy was my softball team. And I'm like, I've been watching that guy on the Disney Channel since I was like 8. Are you serious right now? And so it's pretty funny. But Rains is actually pretty good. He's, I want to say he's shortstop, or that's what he used to play. So yeah, we would love that. Let us know.
Yeah, well, I'll get with Chanel on her schedule because she's got a crazy schedule. But we might do like a Sunday or something, a Saturday or Sunday. And because, you know, Shelby's got keys to the First Coast field because she coaches the team over there. And we just, she's going to open it up more. And she wants to play.
That'd be fun.
And Caitlin and me and Amanda and all of
can
us.
Can we do it in like, I don't know, November, October?
Oh, yeah.
I like to get hot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you just hear her, Brooke?
I'm not judging because I'm also thinking like, okay, if Ashley plays and she's terrible, maybe I can play and be terrible. Yes.
Oh, you're good.
There you go.
I mean, I've never seen you play softball, but trust me, you're good.
Okay, so Shanoa's got Ashley catcher on her team. You can be our catcher.
Okay. I feel like when I played T-ball, which was probably the last time I've done this, I was catcher.
I never forget after you played that year at T-ball, and I remember asking your mom, I'm like, is Brooke going to sign up and play again, whatever? And your mom was like, no.
I was like, why would I do this outside when I could read a book inside? I don't understand.
Exactly.
Oh my God, you and Ashley are like twinsies.
Yeah.
I'm feeling y'all have a connection. Yeah. Shanoa's her mom's always said that she's little Donna.
Always.
So,
yep.
You know.
I love it.
Yeah.
We put my oldest daughter in soccer. And because she said she wanted to play and she liked it, she liked playing at home. And as soon as we put her out there, she absolutely hated it.
She's a little Ashley. She's a diva.
For sure. She does like to run. She likes to run. She likes to dance, but she won't go on stage and perform at dance. So we had recital and she didn't go out. She clammed up. So that's where she's not my child. Because I would have been front and center.
Girl. Man, my mom, they had me and Buddy Sherwood. I never forget this.
Is.
Yep. And I never forget. This is when they used to be located over there off of Edgewood. And when we went down, and that's when it used to be before the Times Union Center, what was it? The Civic Auditorium or whatever it was. And yeah, girl, I was right there front and center.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to get out there and dance and shake the little tutu and all that little crap. So, yeah.
See, I was opposite. Mom put Sheila was in gymnastics, my sister, and then I was in gymnastics for like a week, and I quit. And then Mom thought it would be a good idea for me to be a cheerleader, and that was a terrible idea. Terrible. And I remember I was a cheerleader for about 2 weeks, and the cheerleaders were cheering on the little boys' soccer team, and I told my mom, I said, I don't want to cheerlead. I want to play soccer. And she's like, no, that's all boys. The next year, I was the only girl on the boys' soccer team because, cheerleading was not for me.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. You did what you wanted to do, too.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, I did T-ball for a year. I did gymnastics, actually, for a year. My parents were big on, like, not allowing me to quit if I started something. So they were like, you better want to do this. Are you sure? Which was probably, I don't remember vividly, but I'm sure I wasn't enjoying that during this T-ball thing. But I... did gymnastics for a year, and I remember I loved my gymnastics teacher. She was like, she used to be a Jaguar cheerleader or whatever, and I remember thinking she was really great. And then while we would be, you know, working out and doing our gymnastics thing, in the room next to us was the next level up of class, and it was a different teacher, and he looked very, very mean and scary. And at the time, I used to have like a fear of authority, even though now I'm like, F you about everything. but when it was time to move up, I remember like sitting on the floor looking at Mom and my like Jaguar cheerleader lady gymnast teacher and being like, no, that's not gonna happen. If I have to go in that room with that guy, no, I'm good. My mom's like, you really want to give it up after this? You finished this year. You want to get? I'm like, yeah. If I got to go in there with that guy, it's not happening. Like, no. So I think I did dance for a long time, and I'm not actually sure I ever really enjoyed that either. But somehow I kept doing it. I was always the tall one, so they always put me in the back of the V, and I wasn't one of the skinny toothpick ones. So I was like, whatever. I'm just here. I'm just awkward. What's going on?
Yeah, we wouldn't let Maddie quit soccer, and so we'd take her out there every day, and it was brutal because she would just sit on the sideline and cry. But I told her, I said, you're not quitting. You're not allowed to quit. We're not quitters. We're Murrays. We're not quitters. And so then it was probably a month or two after we had started, and we were at a baby shower, and she was on the bounce house, and she broke her toe. And so I told George, I said, okay, this is a good time to say soccer's over. So she didn't know she was quitting, but she quit. She had a toe injury.
So if there's something you can go back and tell your high school self, what would you tell yourself now?
You're first.
Oh man. Man, that's tough.
Well, I mean, like with me, and I think I've talked about this before, is I was so worried about what other people thought, or I was so hard on myself, mm-hmm. and I didn't need to be. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would go back and tell myself, like, relax, enjoy it,
yeah,
and do what you want to do. Don't let others influence you, you know?
Yeah, I think I would probably go back and tell my high school self, probably not to be so self-involved. I don't know. I felt like in high school, I was probably just more worried about myself. And I feel like I could have, you know, now that I am really into serving the community, doing stuff with the church and loving on others and working as a teacher, I feel like that's one thing I try to instill in my high school kids is serving other people, mm-hmm. and, you know, not being so wrapped up in yourself. So I think that's probably what I would have told myself.
And I mean, I'm sure sometimes it's kind of how we are raised too. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like we're told that, you know, this is what you have to do. You yeah. know what I mean? And so you're so worried about your grades, and you got to get your yeah. first job, you know, packing some meat, and you know, you've got all these things that are laid out sometimes for you. So sometimes it is. I think it's how we were raised yeah. too, that we have to be self-involved. But I get what you're saying too. You know what I mean? It's because by the time you're 16 and you're driving and doing things, and if you're still following that and not trying to
yeah.
be more, you know, helpful and stuff. So
I don't really have an answer on it. Let me get back to that.
Yeah. You've kind of been your own person. I've known Shanoa. I mean, she's kind of done her own thing. I don't think mm-hmm. there's anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if there's a boulder in front of Shanoa, she's going to find a way to go through it. She's not going to go around it. That's a compliment. I'm just saying,
it's true. I mean, I don't like the word no. So when somebody tells me no, I want to prove them wrong, or, you know, mm-hmm. I've never taken no for an answer. So,
mm-hmm. That's true.
And that was, yeah, my mom could say the same, because she tells a story of me being a stubborn child, and I used to cry every day going to school. And my mom thought it was because I was getting picked on in elementary school, that, you know, she's crying because the kids are picking on her. And so she went and talked to my elementary school teacher, and she's like, you know, I don't know why she literally cries every day. Is, you know, is she getting picked on? And the teacher's like, no, she's not getting picked on. And she's like, well, I don't understand why she's crying every day. And she's like, Miss Anderson, can I ask you something? She's like, sure. She goes, does Shanoa know, does she know what the meaning of no is? And my mom's like, yeah, of course she does. I tell her no all the time. And she's like, well, what happens? And she's like, well, she cries. And then she said, well, then what happens? She goes, oh my God, she doesn't know what no means. So yeah, my mom talks about how I was a hard-headed child. Mm-hmm. So
and I mean, you say hard-headed. I see it, you know, now. I wish I was more like you. You know what I mean? You know, being so kind of and you knew what you wanted. You know what I mean?
Independent.
Yeah, independent. Mm-hmm. And I would claim that I was, but really I wasn't. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Yeah, Chanel was always the one who kept it honest with me, too. She's always been the friend. If I needed to be put in my place, Chanel would put me in my place. And I always, you know, that's a good friend to have.
So but can we role play that right now? I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. She, look at Chanel. Chanel's like, ah.
I do recall a time where she called me. I was actually in the Keys. I remember this very vivid, like very strong. She called me and she had just actually started dating George. And George had...
Whoa, let's go easy on our storytelling here. No, I'm kidding.
George had gotten out of a bad relationship and they had a mutual dog together, but he didn't take the dog with him. The ex-girlfriend had the dog. And I remember Ashley called me in the Keys and she's like, I got a question. And I was like, okay. She's like, George's ex-girlfriend called and she has to get rid of their dog. And she called him to see if he wanted it, because that was always like an agreement whenever if she had to get rid of the dog that she would check with George first. And she's like, I don't want George to have the dog. It was their dog together. And I was like, that's stupid, Ashley. And she was like, well, it was their dog. It's not our dog. I was like, Ashley, it's a dog. Yeah. Like, it was his dog. If he wants a dog, let him have the dog. And she did. She gave in and I loved
that dog.
She loved Buddy. Yeah, he was crazy. Buddy.
He was wild.
But she loved him. And that's just an example of when I called her out on silly stuff. Yeah.
But it's hard too, because the dog probably, you know, you think, okay, every time George looks at the dog, is he going to think about the ex? You know what I mean? And he's going to be like, you know, starts going off like, you know, reminiscing, you know. And
yeah, I was
like,
young. I was, what, 24? Yeah, we were young. Early mid-20s, you know. But she would. I mean, and that has always been the case with our friendship. If I was doing something stupid
or... If you want the truth, you can come to me. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth.
If I needed the truth, I could always go to her. If I didn't want the truth, then I wouldn't go to her.
It's almost like Chanel was a nice version of Debbie, Brooke.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. And it's funny, I have that in my friend Malia, except for she's a lot like me. So she'll give you the truth, but she will try to find the most decent way of saying it. Or if she says something sort of putting you in your place, it'll be like, I hate to say it, I do, but... And I'm like, but you will, and that's why I love you. I remember when, speaking of just like being weird about the ex's dog, when Rains and I first got together... I had seen, I don't know, on social media or in his stuff and whatever, these photos of his ex and him, and there were like a couple of like Doctor Who, the show, related things. Like, so I assumed it was this thing that they liked together, and I had never watched it and I hadn't had any interest. And then, at some point when we first started dating, he was like, you've got to watch Doctor Who with me. And this sort of like flag went up in my head that was like, no, I don't want to like have this thing with you that was also her thing with you, like that's weird. And so I just kept like putting it off, like I don't want to watch Doctor Who, stop pushing this on me. And then finally I said it to Malia and she was like, why don't you just say something to him about it? And I was like, well, that seems easy, why didn't I think of that? I don't know. So I finally did. I was like, I don't know, I just feel weird because it feels like it was y'all's thing. He's like, what are you talking about? I was watching Doctor Who, you know, when I was a kid and way before I ever met her. And I was like, oh, okay. You could have said that. Let's just watch some Doctor Who then. Like, I'm 23 and I'm irrational. I need help sometimes. Like, help me out. So yeah, that was Malia going like, you could just say something and stop being weird. I'm like, oh, that. Well, okay. Well, I'll try that, I guess.
So what's the weirdest thing you've ever done on a date?
I remember not necessarily the weirdest thing, but the weirdest date. Do you remember this, Shanoa? There was this guy, and he took me, our very first date, he took me to Famous Amos. Do you remember that?
No. Famous Amos?
Yes. So I don't know if I've ever had anything weird happen on a date, but that was definitely a very weird first date.
Who was that with? Yeah, you can say it.
He's gonna know.
I can't remember his name.
That's awesome.
The guy with the tattoos.
You just see like Shanoa's eyes, like looking at her, like I have no idea who you're talking about.
Joe? I don't remember. There was only one date.
Richard and Robbie's friend, Joe? Joseph?
I don't know. I think so.
Ashley's always been real.
Go ahead. Say it.
I wouldn't say conceited, but she's always loved herself.
Back in the day when I said I was very self.
FedEx guy is what I'm thinking. Let's tell them the story about the FedEx guy.
It's funnier when you tell it.
So when we were at the landing, there was a FedEx guy. He was very attractive, very good looking.
She knows embarrassing me now.
And he used to always come and deliver packages to the landing for our sports store. And she would flirt so hard with him.
What's the damn movie with Reese Witherspoon and the lady at the salon?
Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm listening to snap. Yes, Bend and Snap. Okay, go ahead, Shanoa.
So she would so flirt a lot with this guy, and he would just brush it off like it was no big deal. And then one day, I think, didn't you give him your number?
No.
No.
No, I think I was just like I don't know, flirting with him or something.
She's like, did you know that I used to pack meat?
Seriously.
But
quite a talent.
Yeah. I think we told him that, you know, she was attracted to him or that she liked him or whatever. And he didn't pursue her.
He just brushed it off.
He brushed it off. And then he left or whatever. And she's like, I don't know why he doesn't like me. And I was like, did you just say that? And she was like, well, he must have a girlfriend. And I'm like, Ashley, you might not be his taste or, but she did. She was honestly perplexed why he did not like her. She was like, he must have a girlfriend. That's what it is. He has a girlfriend. That's why he doesn't like me.
Yeah. This was like 18, 19 years old. Yeah. Thought every guy.
The bend and snap doesn't work for everybody, I guess.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I actually think that's great. I wish I had a little more of that at that age because I was the opposite. Was confident. Yeah, I was the opposite. I was like, wait, someone likes me? This is weird. Why would anyone?
Yes, yeah, I'm the same.
And I thought it was the and of course, that got me in trouble because I was the like friendly type. So I'd end up thinking I was friends with a guy and then he'd be like, hey, you want to go out sometime? And I'd be like, oh, shit, did I leave him on? Like, that was not what was happening. Because I was honestly because I had a low self-esteem and didn't realize that people would be like, into me, which I finally figured out at some point, and I was like, oh, okay, well, interesting information that we have here. But yeah, that's awesome. It's good to be confident, even if it is hilarious for everyone else.
That's how George and I ended up together, is because I asked him out on a date.
That's true.
Yeah. I was flirting with him again, flirting with a guy. There's like a pattern here, calling out all my skeletons, I guess. But anyway, so I was, you know, just doing stupid stuff. I was a server and he was the bartender. So I was flirting with him. And then finally one night I asked him the Mojo barbecue it's all over now, but it was at Jack's Beach. They had just opened. And I said, hey, have you been to Mojo's because I knew he lived out at the beach. And he said, no. I was like, oh, okay, you should take me there sometime. And he was totally taken aback. He was like, I mean, sure. And then that was our first date. And so that's where we had our rehearsal dinner for our wedding, because that's where we went on our first date.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah. You went to a Gator game, right? Second date? Didn't you buy tickets to the Gator game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yep.
Oh, George.
But I asked him out on a date.
There you go. Best thing that ever happened to him.
That's what she tells him all the time.
Luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, what embarrasses you most? This is always fun.
Me, it's people being rude at restaurants. I get so embarrassed. Like, if I go out in public and somebody is rude in public, I don't know. I just get, like, embarrassed. That's what embarrasses me.
We actually have a friend that does that, and every time we go out to eat, I'm like, oh god,
I hate it.
Is it gonna happen? I can't. I just I'm like on eggshells.
Sending food back, that's a no-no for me.
Mm-hmm.
You either don't eat it or just eat it and never go back again. But
yeah,
I think when people act out in public, it's embarrassing to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm kind of quiet and reserved, so I don't like
drawing
drama.
Attention.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like hurting people's feelings unless they like deserve it.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I'm the same.
I mean, if you're going to be a total ass to me, you know what I mean?
Then I'll say something for sure.
Right. Yeah. You know, but if it's, you know, we've talked about it a lot, you know, a lot on here. Cause my mom waitressed whenever we were little, before we started school and things like that, she was able to pick her hours. And, you know, my mom always had a job doing something, but I remember her coming home and telling me, you know, stories, or I hear her telling my dad, and I'm like, you know, why do people have to be like that? You know, if the food was bad, she didn't cook it. Mm-hmm. She brought it to you, but she could try to fix it, you know, and wouldn't leave her tip, you know, and things like that.
They don't make a lot of money.
No.
It's based on tips.
So. No, you know, and it's like, you know, and even if I do still have like bad service or the food, like you said, I'll still leave them just the minimum tip, you know, whatever, you know, and, you know, now I've said it tons of times. You don't know if they've got a sick child at home. You know, they don't know if they're getting the crap beat out of them, you know, and you just don't know what people are going through. And so I try to treat people how I would think. Imagine if it was my mom waiting on me. I know that sounds crazy, but I remember when she did that, you know, and
it's realistic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm the same way. I hate when people like embarrass me like that. Yeah. And we never, ever send food back. We won't eat it and we just won't go back.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't send food back because
you don't know how it's going to come back to you.
Nope.
And I always say everybody should go through the service industry before, you know, they go into whatever career path they choose. I always say you should waitress at some point in your life.
Or some, you know, I worked at McDonald's.
Or that, yeah.
And people coming through, I mean, I've had people throw crap at me through the drive-thru window. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell? I'm, you know, throwing the trash at me and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know, and be drunk and vulgar and things like that. And just dealing with the public in general. Have some public service type job like that and get you a belly full of that. Mm-hmm. And then see what it's like, you know. Yeah, I totally agree with you. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Not much embarrasses me. I mean, I'm pretty much an open book. So if something, I do get uncomfortable when you know, like Shanoa said, when people are that I'm with are rude to other people or mean to other people, I get really uncomfortable. My neck will start turning red. Like I get really splotchy. I don't like to be in those situations because I'm nice.
We've never been. I mean, even growing up, I think we were raised in a way that you weren't rude to people. Yeah. My parents definitely instilled that in me. Like, you know, treat people with respect. Don't, you know, you like Donna said, you don't know what people are going through. Mm-hmm. And with everything that's going on in the world today, a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And not as fortunate as others. So treat all people with respect. Even when they treat you like crap, treat them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell my girls all the time, and even though Maddie's really not able to grasp the concept, I always tell her, you know, I don't care if you make straight A's, you don't make straight, I don't care what your grades look like in school, I want you to be the nice girl in school. Mm-hmm. I want you to be the one that's nice and respectful, because I see mean, spiteful kids, you know, every day. And we don't have a whole lot of them. I think Yuli, we're very blessed with just really good kids at our school. Mm-hmm. I will say that. But I just want, you know, I tell Madeline, don't say the words ugly or weird or fat or, you know, I tell her she's not allowed to say those words.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. That's really good. That's good. So what's your favorite sitcom? What do you like to watch? Do y'all watch TV?
I don't watch a lot of sitcoms, but I am very guilty of watching Lifetime.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Shocker, huh?
That is actually very surprising.
I can't even respond.
I am a Lifetime nut, yes. If you want to know how to kill your husband, just, you know, just ask me. Lifetime is good with it, you know.
Hey, no judgment. My friend Molly listened to our Chelsea episode where Chelsea's talking about how she did this, what was it, an Amish drama play that got turned into a Lifetime movie, and my friend Molly immediately texts me and is like, no joke, seen that movie Chelsea's talking about. And I'm like, what? No, you haven't. She goes, at least twice. Every Lifetime movie, Brooke. What do you not know
about
me here?
Yeah, the play that Chelsea starred in, they turned it into a Lifetime movie. which is kind of cool. And it's based on this Amish girl and everything.
I just love that. I love that there are like Closet Lifetime channel people. That's amazing.
Oh, I'm a Closet Lifetime channel person. I've seen.
Well, she's the Lifetime Closet Girl just came out. So
she's out of the closet.
Just so you know, we have international listeners now. So.
Oh.
Yes, I'm very guilty of Lifetime. Yes, that's my secret.
Let's see. Mine, when I have to record everything that I watch and watch it, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, because if not, it's Puppy Dog Pals and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Grey's Anatomy, for sure. I mean, I could be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. That's Amanda's. That's Amanda records it and watches it. Yeah.
You need me to, you know,
brain surgery,
put a trach in. Like, I got it. Oh, I know.
See, I'm a chicken because even though it's fake, I still can't watch it on Grey's Anatomy. I'm like,
I love it. And The Voice. I love Blake Shelton.
Mm-hmm. See, that's mine and Miranda's thing, by the way, on Monday nights. And then sometimes it would even go into Tuesday nights, but that was our thing. We'd watch together.
What's with Adam Lee? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, baby. Man, the old lady maybe is like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I was upset when I heard
that. Yeah, it makes me sad. I really liked
I see John him coming Legend. Back, though.
Yeah. John Legend was really good on it, I thought. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah, I'm glad that they brought him back. And so I guess Gwen's going to be taking Adam's spot this next season. So, and then I love Kelly Clarkson. I think she's hilarious. I think she's real.
Yeah.
You know, and Miranda, you know, Miranda's so funny. She's like, Mom, I really like her. And I was like, me too. Cause she's just her, you know? So do you have a favorite all-time movie? Favorite all-time movie?
Anything with Kevin Costner in it.
Whoa.
Basically. Yeah.
Kevin. Dreams.
You have a Kevin crush?
I do. Huge. A bad one. I have like all his DVDs.
All the old men she likes.
Jeff Bridges. Sorry, I just had to say it because we haven't said it yet.
She says it in every episode. That's her main crush is Jeff Bridges.
No joke. Yeah. When we started recording, my friend Chris, who's an avid listener. Hi, Chris. Texted me. He's like, Brooke, I don't think you said Jeff Bridges in this recent episode. And I was like, what? I have failed as a human.
So if you ever do that, Brooke, just say, hey, I don't think I mentioned it. And at the very end, I'll just go, when I'm editing,
you'll be like,
I'll
hey,
go Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
That's for you, Brooke.
I'm the same way with Kevin Costner.
I love
Kevin Costner. I actually went to Daytona for one of the races because his band was playing. So I met him, and actually I'm a big collector too, with like autographs for football players, baseball players, and I have a baseball signed by Kevin Costner, and he signed it for Love of the Game after his movie or whatever. So that's in my sports room.
And you've got to see Shanoa's sports room. You'll love it. It's pretty cool.
You know what happened to your hat signed by Mariano Rivera, Shanoa?
I may or may not have gave it to somebody that I had a crush on when I was 18. I actually wish that I had that hat back because he was the only pitcher, or only actually baseball player, to be 100% inducted to the Hall of Fame. But yeah, can't get that back. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. But yeah, I'm a big collector with sports memorabilia, and most everything I have, I've gotten in person. Ashley's been with me for a lot of the stuff, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. We're big groupies.
We were. We're not anymore.
Yeah, we're old.
We've grown.
Washed up.
Washed up.
We did. We went to the Super Bowl in Miami. We went
met
down.
Steve Young. That's another man crush of mine.
Yeah, we followed everybody around, and it was fun. Yeah.
49er there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like the 40. You've always liked the 49ers, pretty much. Yeah. Steve Young was.
Yep.
I liked him too. He was always a great guy. You know, he's a great player. Inside and outside the game. You know what I mean? He was a good guy. So that's what I like too. You know what I mean? If they're off the field as great as a person and human being, you know.
So you're saying you're a Tim Tebow fan, right?
No.
Why not?
Russell Wilson. I love me some Russell Wilson.
Wait. Let's go back to Tim Tebow.
Nope.
We all know why the FSU fans don't like Tim Tebow, because my husband is an FSU fan, and he tells me all the time that he remembers how horrible it felt watching Tim Tebow's garnet-stained, wet uniform in the rain, dragging his players across that into that end zone
that game,
repeatedly in that game. And so it's okay.
That was his senior year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Ashley were sitting in the end zone for that game.
Yeah, we were at that game.
I was at every one of his home games, I'm pretty sure, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was something really great to experience, even if you don't love Tim Tebow. That was some great stuff to be around and to watch.
Yeah.
Donna doesn't look thrilled.
Well, for every FSU fan, it's a heartache. You know what I mean? It's a heartache. So I think we were trying to get half of our team out of jail that year, so or keep them out of jail. So
yeah, because wasn't that the year that it was all the people I graduated with that were there, and they all got expelled for cheating or something? I'm pretty sure. It was the same time.
Something. I was something like, happened.
Hey, I know him.
It wasn't the shoes from Dillard's that year. That was a couple years before that.
Yeah. Hey, I guess crab as Floridians, we can't say anything. We have, like, you know, Hernandez.
See the new one?
The new one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
He graduated with Hernandez. I can't think of his name.
But he's accused of killing his girlfriend, wife, baby mama.
Yeah. Now it's two in that class, Hernandez and him.
People always ask me that aren't from here, like, why are Floridians so crazy? Why is it always in the news? And I'm like, have you been here? It's really hot. It makes you want to kill people. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's like, I'm bored. But I don't want to break y'all's, you know, but my Florida State Seminoles are in the World Series baseball.
I know. That is pretty great.
And,
hey, she's got to enjoy baseball season because football season's going to be terrible this year. So,
hey, we did great in softball, too, so we didn't do too bad. So.
How's swimming going?
It's going great. The high dive, we were a great dive team, too. So, favorite all-time movie?
I don't know. I guess the movie that I could watch over and over and over is The Sandlot.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, that's kind awesome.
Always been.
I had P.F. Flyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great movie. Too.
Donna, what's yours? Do we know yours?
My favorite all-time movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have so many.
I know. That's me. It's hard.
I mean, it's probably all the chick flicks, right? But I think that my all-time favorite is Fried Green Tomatoes. Tawanda.
That's a good one.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
You know. I mean, when I pull in at work in the parking lot, I'm like, I dare some bitch be parked in my spot because I'll be Tawanda-ing them. And I'm like, Tawanda! But I really do think it's that. I mean, Kathy Bates, you know, and that whole entire cast is just phenomenal. You know what I mean? You know, and then, of course, you know, Steel Magnolias. But one of my favorite movies, I'm a huge Barbra Streisand fan. I'm coming out of the closet, okay? I love some Barbra Streisand. And all the way back to The Way We Were with Robert Redford.
Memories. I'm just kidding.
There you go. But I love the movie The Prince of Tides with her in it and Nick Nolte. But it's set, like, in Charleston, South Carolina. And I just love that movie. You know, and she's a therapist that's in New York and all that. It's a great book and it's a great movie. So
I'm also a big Harry Potter fan.
Hell yeah.
All the Marvels.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the Avenger movies.
Yeah, we love all that, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
any of those.
Any of the Harry Potters.
They're good.
No Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is really good. I got the whole trilogy.
No Marvel.
Lame. Because she's too busy on her couch watching Lifetime. Watching How to Kill Your Husband. Watching Snapped. And Dance Moms. Doesn't that come on Lifetime?
No, I don't watch the TV shows on Lifetime. I just watch the two-hour movies.
Oh, okay. They're all in the same?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
So what are you
dying.
So what do y'all consider your greatest accomplishment?
Ooh.
Pretty deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty deep in the she shed.
I know. Can we go on a lighter subject? I
mean, you better say marriage, but I'm going to say probably buying my own house.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She's got a sweet place, too, Brooke. It's, I mean, what, 2 acres?
Mm-hmm. 2 acres.
Yeah.
And it's a good little neighborhood. Got really good neighbors. I got extremely blessed whenever I fell into that house. Mm-hmm. So
she's got a boat, a camper, a golf cart.
I've got lots of toys.
A garden.
Like I said, I've
she needs chickens.
Got several nice accomplishments that I'm proud of, but not done. Still.
And the best part about it is she did all of the work in the house on her own.
Well, I had help. But yes, we did it.
Uncle Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Bobby, my cousins, my neighbors.
I love me some Uncle Bobby. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's a handful. He's a handful. But yeah, we did all the work that way. It was nice. We didn't have to pay for labor.
Mm-hmm.
So just feed them ribs and chicken and beer.
That helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I would say husband and obviously my kids, greatest accomplishment. And, you know, I think teaching is a pretty big accomplishment, just teaching kids, loving mm-hmm. on them, truly.
I got to say, Ashley is a good teacher. Like, I don't know with y'all, but teachers I've met in the past, you could hear them talk horror stories about kids and sometimes how they're miserable. But I've known Ashley since we were 16, and whenever she started the career, I've never heard her complain about her job. Mm-mm. Never heard her complain about kids. I personally could not do that job because sometimes kids can drive me a little bonkers, but she's good at what she does, and mm-hmm. she definitely picked the right career.
And that's what Miranda says. She says everybody loves you.
Aww,
yeah. And then now that, you know, y'all know each other, she'll seek you out. Like if she'll go to a football mm-hmm. game or something, she'll go up and say hey to you and stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, it's definitely not what I wanted to do, but it was totally my calling. Mm-hmm. It's my gift. This past year, I always joke, this past year was crazy. We had, I think it was 22 kids in my class and 18 were boys. And so it was wild up in there. I mean, I'm talking crazy town, but it was so much fun. I mean, and I had kids from all over the world in there, from other countries in there. And it was probably one of my favorite classes. It was one of my best years. It mm-hmm. was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know what's so cool and about you too is like kids will come back to see you and she'll post pictures with them. You know, mm-hmm. different things, like if they're coming back for a football game, whatever, mm-hmm. but you'll be like, oh my gosh, my so-and-so and everything. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So.
Yeah. I try to get together with some of my kids that I've had before, have lunch with them, you know, check in on them, even if it's just, you know, every now and then, hey, how's it going? You know, how's mm-hmm. college or how's your, you know, I have some that are in their big, you know, following their dreams. Now I have one girl, she just on a whim decided she wanted to live in New York City. So she took off up there. And so I've been talking to her back and forth, checking Aww. On her, see if she's got a job yet. And she's a FSU grad. So, you know,
but doing great things.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't they all? So I love it.
As long as they graduate and they don't go to jail, that's always a plus. So that's good for her. So, Brooke, you want to ask them the, pivotal question before we go into the quick spin.
Let's see. What's a good one? And I think we've covered a lot, but I don't think we asked, what is your, something that most people don't know about you?
Mm.
I think the closet lifetime thing might be on that.
Yeah, I mean, lifetime definitely. And a lot of people don't, I always tell people that I'm a very sensitive person, but nobody ever believes that. But I am. I'm a very sensitive person.
She wears her heart on her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. I do.
She's got a big heart. You mm-hmm. can tell.
Mm-hmm. And
you're talking about the silent treatment when she's mad at you. Yes. She is really.
She
good
is
at
little
it.
Donna, isn't she, Brooke?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Yeah, I can hold a grudge, for sure. But yeah, no, I'm actually a sensitive person. I do wear my heart on my sleeve, and that's, I guess, something that people don't really know about me.
Yeah. So I think mine's nothing really serious. I don't like hot or lukewarm drinks. Like I like everything that I drink to be really, really cold. I can't pull sweet tea out of the refrigerator and pour it in a cup and drink it. It has to have ice.
You could That's not deep. Survive in Europe.
No. Mm-mm, no hot tea, no hot coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Even
don't
beer like is warm drinks. Over there.
Mm-mm. Ew.
I couldn't do that.
Like, they don't do the ice thing. They think that's, and I mean, not everywhere, of course, but I mean, for the most part. Yeah. I've heard that people are like, what? Because in America, we put ice in basically everything, including coffee.
Yeah. I'll drink an iced coffee, but not a hot one.
I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
All right. Yeah, the most important question of the evening. Who are your top three female heroes? And they can be anybody, real, Dead, alive, people you don't know, famous people, fictional characters, whatever you want. You get three.
I'm going to be terrible at this.
I am too.
Could be anybody, you know? Yeah. Like Nicole, she picked Dolly, Reba, and her grandmother.
I was actually going to say my grandmother and my mom. You know, my grandmother, just because it was our safe place to go. Like, she always, and which Ashley didn't really experience too much, but like in high school, me and a couple of my friends, like if we wanted to go out for off campus lunch, my Nana would have food on the table. She knew we only had 45 minutes, so she would have food on the table. We'd go eat, and it was like real food, like Nana cooking food. She always had it ready, never complained. She was just an amazing person. Mm-hmm. And then my mom, she is like her mom. She growing up, we weren't the wealthiest families at all. But we never went without, and she always made sure, like, she raised us to treat people with respect. Let's see, in third, I don't know.
They're like looking at each other, like telepathically, that Ashley's going to tell her who that third person is.
Who's the third person, Ashley? Who's your? I'll get back to my third. You start on your first. I had two.
It could be a coach, a teacher. I mean, somebody that just was just, you know what I mean? Because, you know, that sometimes in this world, and not just, sometimes it's hard for, you know, sometimes women are ugly to other women, you know, just because of jealousy and things. Oh, like, what is she wearing and stuff like that. But when you have a mentor, another woman that comes in, that are truly themselves, and they kind of embrace you and they help you. Mm-hmm. Like Coach Dern, Donna Durden, was our softball coach at Jackson. And she was like that. She was, honestly, she was just herself, and she was so good to us. You know what I mean? And so I think about her all the time. And that laugh, I love to make her laugh.
Yeah.
You know, so
if I think about teachers or coaches, I think about Miss Lee, Miss Bridget Lee. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Miss Lee? She was always there for me in high school. Like she was my journalism teacher. So she really instilled in me the love for journalism, but she had a passion for teaching and for loving other kids. And so, yeah, I guess I would say, if we're going back to that, teachers, a lot of my coaches were males.
I had had two female coaches in middle school, Miss Schumann and Miss Motes. And I remember I used to, be a class clown as well. And we used to always do silly stuff, especially like after school with sports, you know, you're always getting into something. And I remember one time, I don't remember what we were doing, but I remember both of them pulled me aside and just let it rip on me. And at the end, I remember them saying, you know, the reason why we're so hard on you is because you are one of the leaders of the team and everybody seems to follow you. So therefore you should portray a better way. That way they don't do the stupid stuff that you're doing. So that, I mean, they could definitely be a mentor for me as well.
Mm-hmm. I just think about, when I think about women who are heroes, I think about women who have been through hell and back and come out on top, who never complain, who, you know, I think about my, I have a friend named Holly, and she, before she met her husband now, she was a single mom of three girls. She had an older one and then twin girls. They were all, I think they're only a couple years apart, but they're young now, maybe 8, 9. But I would just remember watching her as a mom and thinking, man, she's doing this all by herself. And she, you know, puts food on the table for them every night, and she works a job, and she, you know, never, ever complains. She always just talks about how wonderful everything is, and, you know, and then, but she would also be real. She would also say, I'm going through hell, but I love my girls, and so I'll do whatever I can to, you know, so I think about that. I think about women who serve other people, who love other people, like, Ellen, you know, people like that who don't just use their celebrity status for money, that they give back in so many different ways. So I don't know. I think just any type of females who just kick ass.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Amanda said on her. She says it's for all the women day in, day out that, you know, do what they have to do. You know what I mean? It's like she in general and stuff like that. So,
I think it's very easy to complain and to fall into negativity, you know, but we've all been through, you know, we all have a story to tell. And I think women who don't let it bring them down, who they still, you know, go through each day with joy and love. I think that's pretty heroic.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, single mom of three, and that young, too. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing. Kudos to you, Holly.
Yeah. Girl, Holly.
Go, Holly!
She'd be good on this. She's a good talker. She crazy.
Yeah. Holly, come on. You can come. Come on over. We'll love to have you, right, Brooke?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we like some strong females up in here, you know, and talk about stuff. So you ready for the quick spin?
Sure.
You ready? So you have a choice. Are you ready?
No.
It's a choice. It's so easy.
Okay.
Morning or night?
Night.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Uh-oh.
So if you had if you could have a superpower, would you want to have invisibility or flying?
Invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting, isn't it, Brooke? Because I think I said flying.
And I said invisibility.
Because I don't think I'll ever get my fat ass up off the ground ever again. So I'm like, I think that's why I picked flying. I'll be up in the air. I'll be singing, I believe I can fly.
Yes.
I'll be waiting for Michael Jordan to come running in, you know, Space Jam.
I'd like to be invisible.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you be scared of what somebody
fly
might
on
say?
A wall. No.
That's why I want to know. I want to know what you're going to say.
Yeah, fly on a wall.
I think going back to the something else people don't know about me is I love 90s hip hop. Like, I play that Amazon station all the time in my car.
Give us some songs.
Like B.I.G., Tupac, like Bone Thugs. Like, I love some old school rap hip hop.
I'm more of like a 50s and 60s kind of person.
Well, speaking of that, what's your favorite group? Do you have a favorite group?
I don't know. I mean, I think
if you put on some 50s and 60s, I am singing.
I mean, I don't know. I loved DMX back in the day. We used to jam.
I have that CD in my truck.
I don't know if that's 90s, like early,
my mind.
Early
2000s. Up in here.
Bone Thugs. Meet me at the crossroads. I love it.
And you like the 50s and 60s?
I like everything. I listen to everything.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Rabbit trail.
Jello or pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding. Chocolate pudding.
Vanilla pudding.
Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
I'm going to say Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. That was Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel, for sure.
Well, I mean, Linda Carter back in my day was God. I mean, she would take off that head thing. She'd all, like, so they were out.
Madeline would say Wonder Woman. She has a Wonder Woman dress, outfit, costume that she wears all the time.
Favorite curse word?
Oh, I like the F word.
Fudge bucket?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. F. I don't know. I say shit a lot. Shit. I don't know.
As a parent, you say it a lot.
Something about the F word, as soon as you say it, just makes you feel better.
Yep, 100%.
It does.
It does.
It's its own brand of therapy.
Yeah.
So what do you hope you will be most remembered for on this earth?
Being a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I would say somebody posted about this question on a poll on Instagram the other day, and I said, for being a good mom and being a good wife, but I want people to say that I genuinely and truly loved my students. So, and loved people.
Mm-hmm.
So
cheesy.
I know.
I think it was good. Didn't you think so, Brooke?
Yeah, so sweet.
It's good.
No other quick spins for us.
No.
So good.
If you had a song that could be played every time you walked into your class, what song would you want it to be?
Oh, that I don't know.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny when a girl walks in with an itty bitty voice.
I don't know.
It'd be like the Ashley theme song or the Shenoah theme song. Every time you pull somebody over, you had a song playing through the speaker underneath your hood.
I'm not a big fan of pulling people over right now, so.
I can't get I Believe I Can Fly out of my head.
And me flying.
Yeah.
That in itself is just magical.
So. Yeah. I don't know.
My current life dilemma is that I can't stop the Old Town Road song from getting stuck in my head.
Oh gosh.
It's like I'll scroll past it and someone will just have written the words Old Town Road, and then I'm up at night and I'm like, I hate everyone.
And Caleb, you know, it's we took Miranda to work Saturday, and he goes, Mama, will you please put on Old Town Road? So after we dropped her off, we put it on, and I put it on repeat. So it plays. Uh-huh. And every time Billy Ray Cyrus's part singing, he goes, Mama, I kind of sound like him, don't I? I'm like, yeah, baby, you do. So Caleb's all excited. I think he sounds like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
Wait till I play some Achy Breaky Heart for him.
Was it bad that I didn't know that was Billy Ray Cyrus? I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Well, and I only keep up with the trends because of my senior students. Like, my 12th graders, they keep me updated on life, you know?
Can you do the new, what is it, Get Down?
Out challenge?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do that?
Yeah.
The Get Down challenge? Yeah. I don't even know about this. What is this?
You haven't seen the Get Down challenge?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's like a redneck.
It's like a dance.
Yeah. You don't know? You usually know all the dances.
Dude, man, I got four dogs and four kids.
And 400 kids. You said
your high school kids should keep you in the loop.
She's not going to tell me a lot of that stuff.
It's catchy. Like, yeah. I don't know it, but it's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
The Get Down challenge?
Yeah, you'll have to look it up.
I'm going
to
check that out.
Get Up challenge.
I thought it was Get Down.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
So anybody, any listeners know what challenge it is? Is it Get Up, Get Down? Please email us at 2bsinapodcast@outlook.com. I want to thank these girls so much for these women. For coming girls. In. I've known them for a while. I think y'all are still as girls because I've known y'all forever, but they're doing amazing things out in this world and we so appreciate them. You know, polar opposites right now. We got a school teacher and a police officer in here, but
and a chocolate lover and a vanilla lover.
There you go. Ebony and ivory live together in perfect. But anyway, we appreciate y'all coming in.
You're I had so great. Much fun.
Yeah, thank you for having fun. Us. It was fun.
Everybody's thank always you. Nervous about coming in here, but after they do it, they're like, can I come back?
Yeah, I mean, like, that was fun.
My pits are sweating, but I think it's because of the she shed. Not
the she shed's a little hot. I'm not going to lie. The she shed makes you shed some pounds.
Yeah.
It's because she's not being outside.
Yeah.
She's being a little AC. Diva. Her little ears are sweating underneath the earphones too. So,
y'all might need to clean these.
She's got sweaty ear headphones.
Nasty ears.
Yeah, I do.
So where can they find us on social media, Brooke?
Can also find us on Instagram at 2bsinapodcast or on Twitter at 2bsinapodc. We're also on Facebook, or you can search us on our personal pages as well, and it'll lead you right to either direction. Yeah, I've had fun talking to you guys and getting to know you and realizing that the world is too small and it's weird.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the softball game.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Please.
We'll find out. We'll put in some dates and we'll send an invite to everybody, of course, through social media. And that'll be something really fun. And then we'll just all hang out somewhere afterwards. And maybe we'll go to that Copper Top and do some karaoke. Shelby is trying so hard to get us to go do.
Do they have line dancing?
I'm sure we could.
We could do the Get Down Up challenge.
Yeah, the Get Down Up challenge.
And also, please don't forget to go out and subscribe and rate. We really greatly appreciate it. That's really helping us get out there and stuff. And if you want to advertise on here, just let us know. We'll be happy to do that and share some love. And then this will be coming out soon. And but yeah, I want to have you back. You got to bring Holly back.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You need to bring your mom or somebody back too, Shenoah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
Yes, she is a mess. Well, we love y'all.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Peace up.
A-town down.
I was so thinking that. I'm so glad you said it.